Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Good day to you all. It's Oliver on the air till 10. It is now the 24th of October, a week only to Halloween, can you believe? Will there be any fireworks left at all by then, you'd wonder. Tap out all your thoughts in the usual way on the WhatsApp North and South. That's 087 032 32 32. And for your longer letters, you can email oliver@rte.ie. Now, on the show this morning, we're meeting a Dublin woman called Marie Jordan, and she married a fella called Eddie. And Eddie, we all know, he died this year in March and is remembered as the most crack, most daring, most flamboyant Formula One team owner in its history. And the outpouring of love for him was quite extraordinary. Long, long history in the sport. He found karting himself in Jersey when he went there after a bank strike in Dublin from his job, gave him time off. And he launched Eddie Jordan Racing in 1980. Senna raced for him, they say. In 91, he debuted his Formula One team and gave Michael Schumacher his first race. And then he takes on the big, big guns and with one of the sport's most beloved and overachieving independent teams. Just what he does is just unbelievable. And he was also great fun when he was being interviewed. Lived on the edge. Here he is with that trademark swagger of his that he put into his life.
I took obscene risks because my mind was so convinced that I could pull this off. You know, I would take as much of a loan I could out of there, and I could take this, and I would spend that and promise the people I'd pay, and eventually everyone got paid. But, you know, the time frame was perhaps different to what they would have liked. But nevertheless, I got away with absolute murder.
He was a character. And Marie Jordan, his wife, was there every step of the way. So looking forward to chatting to her from London very soon. 51551 is the text of an evening now. The sun is setting, by the way, at 6:05. You've just heard in Morning Ireland. It's 6:20, by the way, out west. 6:20, the sun goes down and this lighting, you know, about twilight till 7 or beyond it. Imagine by Sunday, that's going to be 5:05, 5:20. You'll have the lights on well before 6. And, well, maybe we should all just come together and create our own Irish time. Stick it to the man. Then half the north will follow us and they'll be staying up an hour later than the other side. And sure, who knows what you get away with using a magical hour. We have to use ours wisely while we're at it. Much to do. Our visiting critic this week, by the way, is Keith Barry, the brain hacker with his tricks and his sleight of mind. He's done everything difficult and every challenge and made himself very uncomfortable. He loves ice baths, for example. So it was very difficult to find something. But we did something in his discomfort zone to review for you, diving into a very deep pool, because apparently his brain fritzes, as it would for most of us. The fear comes and he can't get its mind around hitting the water head first into a pool. I couldn't do it, but he has, with professional safety precautions and everything. By the way, last week's visiting critic, Arthur Garunlian, the Audible Rainbow, as I was calling him, when he came in, I hugged him and he was wearing so much cologne, I can still smell it off my jacket. I haven't put it on since the same one last week. What on earth is that stuff made of? I'm wondering. It's like the haunted mist of Arthur. He's literally hanging around like a fab smell. That's what I can think of. There it is now. By the way, it's lovely, I swear. By the way, Callan's Kicks is on a pause tonight, as you'll understand, because it's voting day in the presidential election. But I'll be in studio all weekend, as the Morning Ireland team will be as well. But I'll be doing something slightly different. And we'll be giving an election comedy special on Monday, which is a bank holiday, as you know. 1:30, we'll be doing that. You'll get the podcast early on a Monday if you're subscribing on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts, as you get up for your day off and your lie-in or your walk or whatever Monday morning. Callan's Kicks, Oris election special on Monday. And we'll kick the coverage and the reactions. And of course, we look across to what's going on with Trump and Keir Starmer. He's fighting with Canada again this morning. Hard to keep up. By the way, have a wonderful weekend. Huge weekend in county finals, as they are this time of the year, especially in Monaghan, where Inniskeen, the home parish, are the big one against Scotstown on Sunday in Clonus. I learned the other day that Colm Ó Mungán's people are from Scotstown in Monaghan. That's the elite barony now high up in GA circles in Monaghan. So good luck to the Grattans, which is our Inniskeen side. And Patrick Kavanagh played in goals for the Grattans at one stage. Killarney nearby, they're up against Carrick and Cross in the other final Saturday intermediate. And good luck wherever your county and whatever finals are going on. And by the way, a quick thank you back down in Dublin to the Dublin Fire Brigade, who put out a fire under a billboard for this programme in the city. Did somebody, was this an attack? Because I said Miriam hadn't sent us her memoirs in advance. No, surely not. They said I'm on fire, basically, the Dublin Fire Brigade for Dochon. So I'm grateful for the face wash for August Manaw of the Finglas Fire Services. I've never been so hot. And there is actually a lovely photo of me smoking hot on my Instagram, the Oliver Callan. You'll get it all there. And speaking of, you will also find there is if you follow us, we have clips of the programme. And there was a clip of Jackie McCarthy O'Brien, our guest yesterday, telling her incredible story of being a child of colour in an industrial school in Limerick, 1960s Ireland. And she talked in incredible spirit, really, about her memories of ritual humiliations at the hands of the nuns there, being last into the bath water because of the colour of her skin, left standing naked for an hour waiting for her bath, starved as punishment for bedwetting at the age of 3 up to 5. It was really and also talked about the stunning humanity of the other little children to each other in those circumstances. It really moved a lot of people here, and moved more people as they viewed it from around the world on Instagram. There are tons of comments. It's good for something, isn't it, social media? And one of the comments came from Annie Lennox, who's the superstar for Eurythmics, and she watched Jackie McCarthy O'Brien's interview. And she said, such important testimony. This is Annie Lennox. The Catholic Church, as well as infinite institutions, were the most sadistic and abusive authorities over young children. It has to be said and told, recounted and divulged how many countless children suffered appalling abuse at the hands of nuns, priests, teachers and supposed carers. And there are people chiming in support for Annie Lennox's comments. She's a Scot, of course. And of course, there are many people inside the Catholic Church she's talking about from that area who would agree with her, especially those who were there only to do good and were undermined by others. And of course, the people in the church today, it would be entirely wrong to load them with blame for the horrors of a time long before them. They're in a diminished institution today, but they're still serving their communities, particularly at times of death, with funerals and places of rest and so all, and the rituals of comfort, just to be fair. But it was an extraordinary reaction to Jackie McCarthy O'Brien, and the book is We Made It, Kid, which is out at the moment. What else is going on around the place? Well, a lot of people are watching Celebrity Traitors across Britain. It is the biggest show of 2025. 11 million viewers in the first week. Are we watching it here? Yes. About 250,000 people are watching each show live. This is just the South, by the way. This doesn't count the Northern viewers. And there aren't many shows specifically for an English audience that do those kinds of numbers here. It is because we are now obsessed with the Traitors. It was incredible last night. I promise no spoilers. I won't. Suffice to say, in Paddy Keelty way, it was amazing. Amazing. And it's a lot of fun. And Claudia Winkleman, of course, is the host of the whole thing. And she's in a lot of papers today. Huge news if you're a Strictly fan, one of the people who watches that BBC show here. Claudia Winkleman and Tess Daly have announced they are quitting as hosts of Strictly Come Dancing at the end of this season, which goes to the end of the year, because of all the various unpleasantness which has been covered elsewhere over and over. And then separate to that, there are other coverage of how she's basically the new Terry, or the next, or the current Terry Wogan, the new Wogan. And there are secret plans, apparently, to give her own chat show, discussed at the highest level, it says, for a primetime chat show, a glitzy, super high-end chat show in the works. Jonathan Ross-esque, but with the biggest stars, much more classy than Jonathan's. That's a bit mean, isn't it? He's having the comeback of a century at the moment. And big names, huge sums of cash have been thrown around. They love her. She's good at everything. She stood in for Graham Norton, and I believe she was very, very good at it. So she is the queen of the telly at the moment. Fair play to her. One of the best stories of the year has to be the Louvre heist. And the lift maker has been out and about, who made the little lift that was used for the theft, because video emerged only last night of the thieves' footage escaping on the mechanical ladder. They had 88 million euro worth of Francis Crown jewels with them on Sunday in broad daylight, and a really, really slow descent on this ladder lift escape. No F1 escape speed going on here. So once that video came out, the German company that actually made the lift, that was then, they're inadvertently embroiled in this because it was used in the theft, decided to launch a new advertising campaign. Verne-based firm, they're called Boca, published the now famous image of the furniture ladder extending up the balcony. So they show the image that we've all seen of the big ladder going up outside the Gallery of Apollo. And the banner underneath is, when you need to move fast, the Boca Aguilo transports your treasures, weighing up to 400 kilos at 42 metres per minute, quiet as unt whisper, which is very smart. And the company's managing director, Alexander Boca, they name all the engineering companies after families over there. He said, when it became clear no one was injured in the heist, they used a touch of humour to draw attention to the family-run business. The crime is, of course, absolutely reprehensible, completely clear to us. But we wanted to use a touch of humour, which he did. We played Brigitte Bardot after the heist as our music of choice on Monday. And people obviously heard it around the world. And on Instagram, they started announcing that Brigitte Bardot was dead. But the reclusive French film star has announced she is in fact alive. She's 91 years of age, known for her roles in various things for many, many years into the 50s, into the 70s. She's been married four times, fourth husband. She married in 1992, lives in Saint-Tropez and goes to Toulon. And she says she's receiving hospital treatment, but she's grand. Whatever the French for that is. Grand. No, that means something else entirely. Lots of messages for Eddie Jordan coming in, so we'll get on with business this morning. Oh yes, we need something to kind of pump us up on this Friday morning, I would say. 51551 is the text. Don't get on any ladders and lifts and things like that more this morning. You'll like this.